Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Algonquin are proud to sponsor the Northwest Herald High School Football Podcast. Stop by after this week's game to enjoy their award-winning traditional or boneless wings, spun in 16 signature sauces or 5 dry seasonings. Buffalo Wild Wings also offers a full menu including salads, burgers, wraps, and much more. See you after the game at Buffalo Wild Wings. Northwest Herald sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond, and the football playoffs are upon us. We have 10 local teams spread across classes 4A through 8A. And Sean, what surprised you about the final week and the playoff pairings?
We're here, first of all. That's exciting. We've finally gotten here to the playoffs. Surprises, I don't know. I mean, it's a little surprising. Those who have seen the pairings that we got Johnsburg and Marengo again in back-to-back weeks. I don't know what else surprised you from what you were looking at.
I think it went about according to plan. We thought Marion Central would win and get in.
Yeah.
And who's the other four? And Jacobs would also win,
yeah,
and get its, yeah, way in. You know, Woodstock needed a win to get in, but we both had kind of figured Richmond Burton would win that game,
yeah,
which it did. And so, yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at. One of the crazy finishes of the week was Woodstock North, which had 5 wins but needed the 6th win, would have only had 36 playoff points, wouldn't have got in, blocks a field goal at the end, and not only gets in but gets a home game.
Yeah,
so
1 minute they're on the bubble, and then the next minute they got a home game.
Yeah,
pretty
crazy stuff. So, well, let's start out in 8A where we have one team, Huntley 6-3, is a 24 seed at number 9 Stevenson 8-1. Huntley's in for the 3rd straight year. That's a first in school history. Do you think that was Huntley's most impressive win last week, 44-14 over a pretty good McHenry team?
Yeah, you know, it probably was. That's, you know, not a bad McHenry team. Both of us said last week, I think we both picked Huntley in that game, but still, that is a pretty wide margin, especially against a 7A playoff team. But now they're in 8A, and we know how tough 8A is.
Oh, 8A is going to be brutal. It's so tough that there's actually an 8-1 team, Chicago Curry. That's a 17 seed and has to go on the road. That's how good 8A is. It's crazy. But, what I like about what I've seen from Huntley the last couple of weeks is Eric Mooney is a given. You know how good he is running the ball and throwing the ball at quarterback. I really like what we've seen from Carter Baudette. It seems like they've found a really good running back. He's a bigger back and has given them a couple 100-yard games, I think, and really been pretty productive.
Yeah, and he's not necessarily a name that was completely on our radar before the season. He's one of those guys who has sort of earned his way to a good amount of carries every game. As we look towards Stevenson here, they're a team with 1 loss, and that loss was way back in week 1. They lost to undefeated Palatine. So this is a tough matchup for Huntley.
It's a very tough matchup. Palatine, the number 3 seed in 8A, and like you said, undefeated. Who's your pick, Sean?
I got to go with Stevenson in this one.
I do too, and I wish the Red Raiders well. I think it's just a really tough one. I think they could have the potential to make this a tough game.
We'll see
if they can go on the road and play pretty well here. Moving on to 7A, Jacobs beats Hampshire 42-24, and we have a recording with Jacobs quarterback Chris Katrinick talking about that game and the Golden Eagles getting back into the playoffs for the 6th time in 7 years under Coach Bill Mitz. Jacobs quarterback Chris Katrinick, you guys beat Hampshire 42-24. You know you have enough points. You're going back to the playoffs. What does that feel like?
It's great. It's a great accomplishment. It was one of all of our goals, especially mine coming into the season. And you know, we've had up and down season, and it's great to come out on top and make the playoff.
How'd you do it in the second half? It was a little tight. It was 14-6 at halftime. You come out and dropped 28 points in the second half. What'd you do there?
Well, I think we were a little dead in the first half. You know, I don't know if the guys realize, but it's week 9, and you know, our season was on the line, so we got that in our heads, and you know, we came out pounding the ball. Guys made plays, and we stayed on top.
Seems like you guys threw the ball really well too in the second half. What was happening there?
That's all from the run, and you know, that's kind of the design that we have, and we were able to run the ball, which opens up the pass, and you know, we had a few guys wide open, and that's what we want.
You could hear the bus running in the background there. Coach Mitz was ready to get them back to school. I don't know if they were just going to go back and celebrate or what, but they were ready to get out of there after the win. But, yeah, so we have Jacobs gets the – help me out, Sean. What's their seed? They're the 28?
Let's see.
28 seed going to 5, I believe.
Jacobs gets the 28 seed going to 5.
Yeah, going to 5 to Chicago Lincoln Park, which is 8-1. And also in 7A, McHenry's at number 21 at 6-3, going to number 12 Batavia 7-2. You'll get to go see that game Saturday afternoon.
Yes, both of these games are Saturday.
Yeah. So, what do you think of these two games and how our team, our local teams, might stack up?
Well, they're tough matchups for both teams. There is a potential that if they were to both win, they'd play each other again. They saw each other earlier in the year and. Lincoln Park comes in at 8-1. They did pick up one forfeit win. So you look at the teams they played, you might think Jacobs has a chance in this one. Certainly in the playoffs, you know, anybody has a chance, but, it's not necessarily as bad a situation as, you would think. You know, they have a chance to win this game, and this is Lincoln Park's only loss is to Taft, which is 8-1. So, I mean, it's sort of hard to get a good feeling for where they actually are without having seen them, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I really like this. As I'm looking at scores, and that's basically about all you can do right now is look at scores. They beat Peyton, which actually plays Marion Central in 5A. They beat Peyton by 6 points. And
that's not overly impressive.
I think this is a winnable game for Jacobs. I think Jacobs can go down to Lane Tech High School on Saturday and get a win here.
Yeah.
That's going to be my pick in this one. I'm picking Jacobs in this game. What about you?
You know, I'm going to go with Lincoln Park. It's hard to say what to expect in this one, but I'm going to go with the favorite in this one.
And then we have McHenry going to Batavia. You know, Batavia is a traditional playoff power, really, really good team. Cary Grove knocked the Bulldogs out last year in the quarterfinals. And McHenry back in the playoffs for the first time since 2007. I really like what McHenry's done, but I'm going to pick Batavia here.
Yeah, I think I am too. And you look at Batavia's record this year, their two losses are to St. Charles East and to St. Charles North. They have an impressive resume too, but I think they're going to beat McHenry.
It comes down to a question a little bit of which conference is better.
Yeah, it really does.
We know the Fox Valley Conference is pretty tough.
I look at a lot of these teams and these teams that we don't know a whole lot about, and I try to get a judge of how good that conference really is. And it's hard to pick any conference over the FVC. Maybe that's just because we see it every week. It might be, but.
It's a little bit – yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of that, but it is a pretty good conference as well. How would you like to get all of your favorite NFL teams merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep? Check out FanEssentials.net. All you do is pick your favorite sports team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door. They find the sports gear so you don't have to. Each fan box comes packed with full of some amazing gear. It makes a great gift idea for any sports fan. Prices start at $34.99. Visit FanEssentials.net and use promo code NORTHWEST at checkout for 30% off your first month. Visit FanEssentials.net to get all the essentials you need. All right, Sean, we're going to 6A now, where Prairie Ridge, as expected, is the top seed after its first perfect regular season since 2007. And Cary Grove gets the number three seed. Antioch sandwiched in the middle there. Antioch at 9-0 is the number two in the northern half of 6A. What do you think of how this transpired?
It's what we were thinking. Cary Grove is at the three, which means that they will avoid Prairie Ridge until the semifinals if both teams can get there. That would be a fun one for us and for everyone in this area if that in fact does happen. But they got a long way to go to get to that. You know, we look at the Prairie Ridge matchup. They got Deerfield, 5-4 Deerfield. That's a 1 p.m. Saturday game. I don't know if I see anything on Deerfield's resume that would indicate that they're going to beat Prairie Ridge.
I don't think so. I think Prairie Ridge will roll through this one with fairly easily. And then Cary Grove hosts Wheeling, another 5-4 team, on Friday night. And I think we're both going to pick Cary Grove in that one as
Wheeling,
well, right?
Wheeling has won its last four in a row to reach the playoffs, which is a cool story, but I don't think they're going to beat Cary Grove.
I'm looking at the potential of a second-round matchup with Prairie Ridge and Montini, the team that knocked it out last year in the semifinals. That could be kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you talk about these things, and yes, they're not the same teams they were a year ago, but there's still a little bit. I'm sure there's, especially for those seniors, I'm sure there's a little bit of that thought in the back of their head that this is the team that, you know, knocked us out. And also the way it happened, too. They had a fourth quarter lead and lost it, Prairie Ridge did. And that certainly is not a feeling that goes away easily.
Yeah. Montini is a team that you never take lightly in the playoffs because of its history. They was one point had won five state championships in a row or something like that. And just a traditional power. They're very good every year. So that would be interesting. I guess we go on to 5A.
Let's go to 5.
We talked a little bit about Woodstock North blocking the field goal and then beating Rock Falls in overtime 23-22. And then Marion on Saturday wins a tight game 21-14 over St. Patrick to get in at 5-4. Now, Marion's a 14 seed and plays at number 3 Chicago Peyton, 8-1. That's at Lane Tech on Friday night. And number 9 Rich Central, also a 6-3 team, is at number 8 Woodstock North. That's also a Friday night game. So what did you think about, you know, that finish for North after, you know, the Thunder got off to such a good start this year and then kind of struggled there for a while?
They kind of sputtered towards the end, and I saw them against Johnsburg and against Woodstock, and those were by far their two worst games. So, you know, for me, from the eye test, I didn't see anything impressive from them, but I mean, they won some good games early, and they got in, which is really all that matters. You know, they did enough to get in. They certainly got a favorable draw here, getting a home game. I wonder if Rich Central has seen the type of sort of power running game that Woodstock North brings to the table. I don't know if they necessarily do in the conference they're in down there.
You know, that's something that Chris Shrimp at Prairie Ridge and Brad Seberg at Cary Grove always talk about, is that they feel like come playoff time, running that triple option, which Woodstock North runs also, is an advantage because it's not a prevalent offense anymore. You see so much spread and other things like that. So they feel like that's an advantage. So maybe that does play into North's favor for this game. What's your pick on this one?
I'm going to go with North. I think – I don't know a whole lot about Rich Central, or they're playing in the Southland Conference. I don't know a whole lot about that conference either, but, you know, we think of guys like Laquan Treadwell, who came from Crete, from that conference. You know, you think athletic, you don't necessarily think power running type of games, and I think Woodstock North can use that to their advantage.
I'm going to go with Rich Central here, and North, feel free to use this as bulletin board material and prove me wrong. So our other 5A game then, Marion Central at Peyton. Who are you going with here?
Peyton comes in at 8-1, but you know, this is a Marion team that scratched and clawed its way into the playoffs. I talked to Mike Maloney a couple weeks ago for a story when they were sitting at 3-4, and he said, "We just got to get in," and now they're in, and you know, I think this is a winnable game for them, and I'm going to pick them.
I am too. There's no way. I'm looking at the schedule and all the Chicago teams, and knowing what Marion went through to get here, there's no way they're going home after 1 week. I really think Marion will go and take care of business in fairly easy fashion.
Right? I don't have that, you know, Peyton's games in front of me, but I would take a guess that they're not quite as battle tested as Marion.
Not they didn't see Bennett and Marist and
back to back overtime games,
St. Vider and the like. So, all right. So moving on to 4A, and we have three teams there. We have Johnsburg. Doesn't get the top seed because Hersher gets pushed north. Hersher's number one, Johnsburg's number two. Its first unbeaten regular season since 2004. And gets Marengo, number 15. They just met last week, and they turn around and play again.
Yeah, they just met on Friday. I was at that game. That was a 48-3 Johnsburg victory. I'd imagine the rematch Saturday night at 6 o'clock probably won't be too much different. I would imagine Johnsburg will win again, but another point to note is that Alex Pete surpassed 5,000 career rushing yards in that game on Friday, and that's a, you know, he's always thanking his offensive line, but he did say afterwards, he was like, this means everything, and that was sort of a cool thing to hear.
And then we also have number 11, Richmond Burton, a 6-3 team goes to number 6 Rockford Lutheran. That game will be played on Friday night at Harlem High School in McChesney Park. So, Sean, let's make our picks here. Marengo at Johnsburg.
Johnsburg.
Johnsburg. Richmond Burton at Rockford Lutheran.
I'm going to go with Rockford Lutheran. They've won 7 straight coming into this one. And, you know, although Richmond Burton certainly finished the year strong.
Yeah, you know what? I go back and forth on this one. I'm going to pick Richmond in this one. I'm going to go with RB. I think they might have what it takes to go on the road and get a win here.
I like this. We're disagreeing a lot.
Yeah, it's better that way. And by the way, I skipped over something earlier. We do have I was there Saturday, and we have some audio from linebacker Steve Pinter from Marion Central talking about the Hurricanes getting in at 5-4. Marion Central linebacker Steve Pinter, the Hurricanes win 21-14 against St. Pat today. You guys had two big stops inside the 10-yard line. You had the strip and the fumble force. What happened on that play?
Our coaches told us that we need to buckle down on defense, get a big turnover, and that's what we did. We punched the ball out and jumped on it and got the ball to our offense.
What can you say about the job the defense did today? You guys forced 4 turnovers and 2 stops inside the 10.
We played great today. That's what we come out every week trying to do, get turnovers, give the ball to our offense, and let them go to work.
And I also spoke to quarterback Gavin Scott, who was the man on Saturday. 27 carries, 194 yards. He ran for 2 touchdowns, 1 for 69 yards. He was just a beast. And, again, you know, like all good backs, gave all the credit to his offensive line and thanked those guys. But here's what Gavin had to say about the game and getting into the playoffs.
Marion Central quarterback Gavin Scott, the Hurricanes win 21-14 over St. Patrick today. You guys are in the playoffs. What does that feel like?
Oh, there's no better feeling. You know, you always feel bad for the other team when you end their season, but at the same time, there's no better feeling than getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, you had a lot of carries today, about 180 yards. What was happening on offense for you guys for you to have such a big day?
Our line was just doing a great job. Everyone knew their assignments and was just executing throughout the whole game. All I had to do was run through the hole. I had the easy job. So basically, I just followed them.
You had 3rd and short there in the first half, and you busted 1 for 69 yards. What happened on that play?
I just followed my blockers. It was wide open. They did their job. There was no one there.
What about the job the defense did for you guys today, getting 4 turnovers?
Oh, yeah. That cannot go unsaid. Our defense did great. They've been doing great all season, and I just can't be more proud of them.
On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then Loot Wear, our monthly wearables and accessories subscription, will fill your closet with cult classics and your favorite franchises. And if you want to get fancy, get a bigger box with even bigger loot at Loot Crate DX. Ready your wands, pre-measure your positions, and get ready for November's enchanting theme, Magical. We've cast a powerful ancient spell to deliver this 100% exclusive crate featuring bewitching items from Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them, and Big Trouble in Little China, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate when the cutoff happens. That's it. It's over. Make sure you head to www.loot.com/Shaw and enter the code Shaw to save on your new subscription today. All right, Sean, one other note, kind of a feel-good story was last week, Crystal Lake South is not going to the playoffs, and Coach Chuck Osmond, who has been battling cancer for almost 25 years now, is stepping down. But the Gators were able to get him a win 43-14 to go out. What did you think of that? You had a nice piece last week talking to his sons, Will and Joey, about getting to play for their dad.
Yeah, he told the team – it might have been Monday or Tuesday last week. He told the team that it was going to be his last game. And it's good to see that they got a win for him. And you know, obviously it wasn't a stellar year for them record-wise. But it's cool to see that. And, yeah, I talked to both his sons. They both got to play for him. They're both, you know, out of high school now. But they both got to play for him and talked about just how cool that experience is for them and to get to play for their dad. And also just how – you know, their whole lives, he's been the coach, and it's probably going to be a little weird for those guys, but and probably everyone that you know, everyone involved with that football team too.
Yeah, he's been head coach for 7 years and was I think 20 years an assistant, or maybe more than that before that. And we have some audio from Coach Osmond.
I guess, first of all, just as this game was approaching and then during it, how are you feeling? What was it like?
You know, it was great as it was approaching with social media now. You know, the responses from a lot of the old players was just outstanding. So that was really cool, and the guys worked hard. You know, unfortunately, we came out a little flat, I thought, but they turned it on in the second half and played like I thought we could.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah, you know, what did you think they did so much better in the second half there? Because you guys really played great
well,
on both sides.
Well, we played better defense for sure, and they turned the ball over. We scooped and scored, so that started it off. And then, we adjusted some blocking schemes at halftime. We got Justin that long run. So, you know, those two plays were really big.
Mm-hmm. You know, how nice was it to end with a win?
And oh, huge, huge. You know, I don't know. Not a lot of coaches get a chance to go out the way they want to. And, you know, I go out on my terms with a victory, so I don't know if it gets any better than that.
It's funny.
He said, you know, coaches are still coaches. He said, we came out a little flat, and you know, it's funny that he's thinking that after his last game, you know.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Coach Osmond on a great career, and I'm really glad the Gators could get him one more win to go out on. So that'll do it for this week's podcast. Check in next week when we'll have some playoff games to talk about.